Slater Boy, pretty active today.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. We'll let the music play.
All right. Local Music Thursday here on the Gary Sharp Show. George and Norwood, who we got there, boss?
This one is called, the band I would like to share with you is called Cursive.
Cursive?
Yeah, Cursive. They formed in 1996. They've got 9 studio albums.
Man.
Yeah, they're pretty well-known. There's a big paragraph that they wrote out that I'm not going to sit up here and read everything. that's so good. They just released an album called Get Fixed, and so this one's off of that one.
Nice.
Yep.
Right on. Are they from Omaha?
I believe so.
Okay.
It's somewhere in this long paragraph.
Skim that, baby. Let me know what you come up with.
Right. Yeah. So for anybody who's thinking about submitting, please keep it to about 3 to 4 sentences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to be able to get through it and read it. But I do appreciate you letting me know the whole history of the whole band. But keep it to 3 to 4 sentences. Also, MP3s or YouTube links will work the absolute best.
So you can just pull those off the YouTube and then that's how you do it?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the best way?
I like YouTube.
Okay.
I like YouTube. MP3s, I have to download and put them in a folder and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But they both work. I could do both.
Okay.
But YouTube.
You download audio on MP3?
Not like a.
Show the whole world how you gave him an MVD.
Wow.
See what I did there?
Wow. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
I'm hip with the kids.
Yeah.
Hello, young people.
Hello, young people. That's so good.
Oh, Fred, who must not be that busy today, says USA Hockey has gotten ahead of bullying, et cetera, at the youth hockey level. Parents, coaches, and players all have to do a safe sport training. That's for all types of things, but bullying is part of it. It includes bullying by coaches, players, et cetera. Bullying's kind of the buzzword. If you're a coach now, a coach back then, because it was the way society was, you're just a hard ass, right? I mean, those that are from around the state, my guy who I hold in very high regard, will defend him to the death, Ken Fisher, hard ass. Hard ass. Like, in all phases. But now, he never had intent to harm, though, right? He would get in your face. He would let you know when you were not meeting his expectation of yourself and, you know, from him. Which is the big piece. People don't yell to yell. Like, I got a great note from one of the kids that played for us this year. He's a senior offensive lineman. And the note says, "I didn't like you at first," which is a great way to start a letter. I was like, huh, wonder where this is going to go. And at the end it said, "But I realized you were just trying to make me better and that I wasn't living up to your expectation of me." That's coaching in a nutshell, right? But now if you do it, and if you are intending to harm, it's the D-bag. Somewhere along the line, you learn something that's what it takes. It's not. But anyway, I'm not going to sit pious on high because I have grabbed a face mask. I've never shaken a head. I've been inches from a face mask. I wouldn't think any of the kids that I've ever coached be like, "Oh my God, that guy tried to hurt me." But you get caught up in it. And as I said, my coaching style at 24 was borderline wackadoo, like borderline nutbag. And all that has calmed down since.
I was trying to figure out if I've ever had my face mask grabbed. I did. I totally. I deserved that one, though. I deserve that one. I got a little hot-headed on the field.
Right.
Which never happens. It was the only time it's ever happened, but I shouldn't have did that.
we had one of our younger guys this year, like one thing that will drive me crazy if I'm trying to teach, and I get it. You know, sometimes one voice trying to explain something to you over and over again until it becomes second nature, you get your mind wanders. It can wander wherever you want. Just don't wander watching like the punters or wander watching the receivers. Because if my eyes to your eyes watching them and not paying attention, then we're going to have a problem. And so my man, I said, fine, bud, here, I'll do you one. I'll do you one more. I said, go over there with the punt returners. Go. Get out of my drill. I'm like, you're now a punt returner. Go over there. And little man looked at me and goes, no. I was like, huh? I'm like, now you're going to go. And so we had a continued discussion, and he went over with the punters. But.
That's good. That is good.
This is and we'll buzz through here because we've got to be quick because we've got to get to Mitch and be able to talk some college football. Mitch Life from Athlon Sport will join us here in about 3-4 minutes. But Greg says, when do you think the tide started to turn to angry and abusive coach on angry and abusive coaches? When we saw footage of Bobby Knight choking the guy at practice. I think Bobby Knight, and you never want to make a sweeping statement, there was that one moment. That moment for all the guys that were physically abusive, that was the end of them. Now, you still have guys that are in there that think they're above it all. Well, I'll never get caught. I'll never da 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 da. 1984 is what we're living. There is a camera everywhere. Everyone can see everything that you have at all times. If you don't think somebody is filming you, you are wrong. And in reality, it should make your life easier to live. Because you know, my guy Clinton says the eye in the sky don't lie. The eye in the sky is everywhere. Like, you have the potential to always be on camera. When I get into one of my little hissy fits as I'm driving, my biggest fear is I'm going to pull up next to somebody as I'm screaming at the window, and they're going to have their camera phone out just recording me. It's like, look at this crazy person. But you always want to try to live like somebody's watching. Well, now everybody's watching. But I do think, Greg, if I was going to put a finger on that, would be a big point of that. Michael says, man, the face mask grab worked so well, though. Happened to me once in high school. Never blocked another player in the back again. Lesson learned. The hand on the mask isn't the deal. Right. It's the twist and the pull and the jerking of the head and those kind of things.
Bingo. Yeah, exactly.
I did get real, this kind of quick sidebar, but I got real good at, like, a kid would do something bad, and I would just be like, kind of give him the wave over, like, hey, come here. Come here, bud. And he'd come over, and I'd put my arm on their shoulder, and I'd just smile as I talked to him right in their ear hole. I was like, hey, if you ever do that again, you're going to spend the rest of the game with me. So, hey, let's not do that, okay? Good, bud?
There we
and
go.
So all the parents are like, oh, my gosh, look how nice Coach Verzal is. He's just got his arm around my son. And I know he screwed up, but he's just disciplining so well. And we're faced away from the stands. So the kid's eyes are probably huge. He's just scared to death. I was like, yeah, you do that again, try it. Go ahead and try that one more time. And you'll be right here with me. You will never see the field again. Got it? Okay. But then I... Twiller would look at me and shake his head like, dude, just stop. But it's all the delivery of the message. And basically, coaches, if you're that guy, best change your ways because the stories are coming out. And it is firing season in hockey. So you got everybody getting canned right now if you were a bad guy or if you are a bad coach. So hockey coaches, much respect for you. Hope you're doing your job well because the hammers are falling. We'll be back. Talk to Mitch Life from Athlon Sports on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.